It's Paul Smolin, MD, your PEDcast host, bringing you informative and entertaining knowledge on a wide range of parenting and child health topics. You have parenting questions. He has answers. It's portable, practical pediatrics on your schedule. And here is your PEDcast host, Dr. Paul Smolin.
Doc Smo here, your PEDcast host. Thank you for tuning in to another edition of DocSmo.com, the pediatric podcast dedicated to parents and children. It's a beautiful day in Charlotte, and I am sure that fact undoubtedly has raised my mood. I must say, I'm constantly reminded of what geniuses mothers and fathers are every day with my experiences in the office. Just this week, observing parents with their children has reminded me of this fact. Take a mother who came in with her 10-year-old this week, for instance. During the talking part of this boy's checkup came the conversation that turned to his bedroom, and his bedtime activities ensued. This child's mother was quick to pipe into the conversation how important sleep was to his brain function. And she's right. Recent research shows that just an hour less sleep a night reduces the intellectual functioning of a school-aged child by 2 full grade levels. That's like a fifth grader functioning on a third grade level, just from sleep deprivation. This mom hadn't read this research, but she instinctively knew this. Amazing. During that same conversation, this mother reiterated why her son could not have a TV in his room or screens of any sort in his bedroom. This lady is on top of the latest research going on without even reading it. Research shows, on average, children with screens and TVs in their room do less well in school. I'm also reminded of a mom who chimed in during my conversation with her son about bike helmets, reinforcing my message of how absolutely essential it is to wear a helmet, not just on a bike, but anything that rolls. The child started negotiating during this conversation. What about my skateboard? What about my scooter? Etc., etc. Mom took over at this point and came out with this statement. Quote, "The point is, Johnny, if you fall and hit your head rolling on anything, we want your helmet to break, not your head. You'll wear the helmet when you ride on anything that rolls or you'll lose the toy." End of quote. Well, right on, Mom, right on. Dads aren't too shabby when it comes to intelligence either. While I was discussing a young boy's respiratory illness with him and his dad earlier this week, the young man interrupted me with a comment before I was finished with my thought. Dad was quick to correct this interruption with some wisdom of his own. Quote, "Son, you only have one mouth but 2 ears, which means you should listen twice as much as you talk." End of quote. What wisdom! We should all remember that one. And finally, let's not forget the teaching of social graces that parents are constantly doing. Just because their children are in the doctor's office doesn't mean that these genius parents don't stop demanding that their children learn to talk to and respect older individuals. I can't tell you how often I hear parents correct their children to address me as sir, look me in the eye when talking to me, or prompting their children to answer my question without the parent's help, or show me gratitude when I show concern for the child's well-being or giving them something. Personally, I take comfort when I hear these things. These parents are grooming their children for success, teaching social skills that they will undoubtedly need when they are captains of industry, civic leaders, professionals, or productive, responsible adults. Parents never cease to amaze me. That's why I always do my best to carefully listen when they talk. They usually are very insightful and wise about one of their favorite topics, their children. If you enjoyed this podcast, take a minute to write a review on iTunes or leave a comment on my blog, www.docsmo.com. You are the reason I make these podcasts. This is Dr. Paul Smolin, hoping you get in sync with your great parental instincts. Until next time. I would like to thank the following people for their assistance in the production of this podcast. Dr. David Jaffe, the voice of the introduction. Robert Beezer, the composer-arranger of the intro music. Ann Gesner, my wonderful content editor. Benjamin Smolin and Jerome Moof, the talented musicians who produced this delightful theme music. Sarah Smolin and Nathaniel Horlick for their digital wizardry. And Wendy Smolin Esquire and Seth, the Rocket Man Barrister Jaffe, for their inspirational guidance. Thanks, guys.
By listening to this podcast, you agree to all of the terms and conditions found at the DocSmo.com website. This DocSmo.com podcast is informational only. Dr. Smolin does not diagnose, treat, or offer specific medical advice for your child. For specific medical advice regarding your child, consult his or her healthcare provider.